Well, hello, 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 my friends. Blessing and peace on you in the mighty name of King Jesus. Troy Brewer here coming at you strong. Welcome, guys. This is episode number 88. 88 is a number that represents new beginnings. It's double portion. It's resurrection power. It's kingdom alignments. And it is a number of constellations in your firmament. All right. Why is that? Right on. There's 88 constellations. And if you don't know anything about that, man, you're going to join us, man, for one of our episodes when I talk about how the heavens declare the glory of God. And that is one of the biggies right there. Guys, this is also October the 29th, and I love that date. Number 10 is a number for perfect order. And it's like whenever God says that there's a new sheriff in town, right? When God sets things in order, so I'm tired of what ain't right. Mm-hmm. I'm sick and tired of what ain't right, which comes from, what is that movie? That was Danny Glover in Silverado.
Oh,
Silverado. That ain't right, and I'm sick and tired of what ain't right. I love that movie, Silverado. But today is the number 29, and 29 is a number associated with mountain climbing all the way through the Word of God. Did you know that there's 29 mountains listed in the Word of God? Did you know that?
I only knew that because I was here for our 29th anniversary. And of the church, and that was what you talked about. So I knew that because I'm a student of Pastor Troy.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And if you want to stay in the will, you will continue. And then on top of that, man, 29 is like, okay, it is literally mountain climbing. It is overcoming mountains, and I love that. But Mount Everest, which is the highest mountain in the world, has a prophetic name, Everest. It speaks of where heaven touches earth, Everest. It was overcome on May the 29th. By 29-year-old Sir Edmund Hillary on May the 29th of 1953, I believe it was. And then also, if you look it up on Wikipedia, it's 29,029 feet high.
Really?
Wow. Oh, yeah. I've been there. So I went to Mount Everest. We were rescuing kids up in Nepal. We went up there. I had an asthma attack, threw up, and had to leave. So, but we're not going to talk about that.
You did?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's what would happen to me. I would never even attempt.
I did attempt to climb it. We took a helicopter and went to base camp and went up there and prayed for the people that were about to climb it. Yeah. And I mean, at base camp, it's 18,000 something feet up. And we had no oxygen.
It was
the last time I was on a helicopter. I told the Lord, if I survive this janky helicopter that has the rotor on the inside and is 10 million years old, flying through the Himalayas, I told the Lord, if I ever do this, Lord, I'll never get on one again. Please let me survive this. It was something. But 29,029 feet tall is the official height of Mount Everest. And, and it matches with the Word of God because the author of that mountain in the Bible is the same.
That's awesome.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Are you excited about our guest?
Of course I'm excited about our guest.
I'm more excited about this cat than I have been about anybody in a long time. And I loved Donna Howells yesterday.
Oh, she was amazing.
Came all the way from Wells to be over here. Mm-hmm. And it was a great broadcast. Guys, that's episode number 87. Y'all need to check that out at odx.tv. I encourage you guys to look that up and because it was really good. She talked about deliverance. She talked about her ministry. And oh my goodness, man, it was eye-opening. And the questions that we had from people all over the world as the nations are building up online right now were some of the best questions that we've had in a long, long time. And it being the week of Halloween, and we were talking about witchcraft, we're talking about all the shenanigans that these knuckleheads pull. Hey, man, the body of Jesus does not need to be ignorant of this stuff.
No, they don't. And you're going to be preaching about that tonight at Open Door Church. So listen, if that sparked your meter or your interest, Pastor Troy is going to be talking about, really, To Hell with Halloween. That's the message title tonight at Open Door Church.
I'm calling it To Hell with Halloween.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So don't miss that on our YouTube channel, on ODX tonight, all across our socials at 7 p.m.
Well, it's going to be good, and I encourage you guys to be out. But I do got to tell you here in just a few minutes, about 8 minutes from now, I'm going to be bringing on my guest. I'm just going to go. Can I?
Yeah.
It's David Harris Jr.
That's insane. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited.
I can't believe that he took the time, man, to do our show today. Now, he probably never will again after this.
we'll try to win him over.
We tried that, man. It's kind of like, I don't know. But it's like, we will try and win him over. He's actually a friend of mine. He loves me. He's been so good to me. I've known him for years, and he doesn't know how we were introduced, and I caught it on film, and it happened a long time ago. I guarantee you he knows nothing about it, but it was like a game changer for me.
And we have that video that we're going to show everyone in just a few minutes.
It's going to crack him up. You know, the other day he was actually doing one of his shows. You know, he's on Newsmax. He's got this huge show. And I was in Phoenix, and I was at Joseph Z's conference. And we were getting ready for the evening session, and I was watching him. So I just sent him a text and said, "Hey, man, you're killing it." I sent him a picture and just said, "Brother, you're killing it." And he sent me back a video in between texts. He's like, "My brother." And I'm like, "Oh, my gosh." I got to show it to all my friends. It was really cool. So to have him here today is a really big deal.
Yeah, it's going to – he's just like us in a lot of ways. You know, he's unashamedly speaks the truth in a day and age that tries to silence the truth. And I love that about him. So I'm just excited to sit back and watch the two of you guys just
if for some reason you've been on the dark side of the moon and you don't know who David Harris Jr. Is, you got a few minutes to look him up before he comes on here. Mm-hmm. I encourage you guys to do that. Guys, joining me also across the table is one of my daughters in the Lord, somebody I love with all my heart, somebody I also do live I do my life with. Man, mm-hmm. we've had a great day today, Miss Rebecca Tamayo.
We've had a very productive day, and it's kingdom work, so I'm very excited to see.
I'm full of the Holy Ghost today.
Yeah, yesterday was honestly one of my favorite ones out of many podcasts.
But you're like that.
Oh yeah, like I grew up.
you're Pentecostal mean. So there are some people.
I'm nice.
So no, you're nice. But you're like we get to beat up the devil. Mm-hmm. All right, well let's do that.
Yeah, you know? I get excited just because that is what three things that she said that we're supposed to do, and one of them is to cast out. And I'm ready.
You're all about casting out the devil.
Yeah, she is.
I think I've been so quiet for so long, and then just being able to be beside you guys and the team has really encouraged me to step out and what God has called me to do. And
I'm
not afraid anymore. So
we're
I'm
all
just
so
excited.
Proud of you. Well, you know what, I mean, you can't be a part of this ministry mm-hmm. without actually eventually getting off into this. I mean, mm-hmm. look how brave, you know, Chick Fest over here is getting. I'm talking about, she came here, dude. I was like, this girl, if she lasts a week with me, it's going to be a miracle.
Oh. And then you took me to D.C. in front of the pro-Palestinian protest that you saw.
She stood out there with her Jewry.
Oh, my God.
And as the 10,000 people were bussed in, mm-hmm. me and you stood out there, and I was just sitting there looking at you. You're like, I'm a Jew, and I'm proud of being a Jew.
I'm like, I'm Israel and I'm like, the people of Israel.
I have my gloves up, man. I have my, like, we're fixing to get beat up.
Our own security had to be like, okay, you guys
got
to leave.
And then we got threw out, and then the Washington police pulled up, mm-hmm. and they didn't bust. They did, and we weren't doing anything wrong.
Wow.
They didn't arrest the protesters. They threw us out.
Yeah,
and they said they have a special permit by the Biden administration that requires that you have to be at least 10,000 feet away from them as they destroy all of our monuments.
Yeah, literally spray painting the monument. Like what? Yeah. That's what we're protecting.
Thank you, Joe Biden. Thank you, and the Biden spirit that goes with you, and like King Jesus. Anyway, we're not living in that day today. Mm-hmm. It's a very different day, and I'm grateful for it. So who all do we need to say hi to?
So we have lists. We have multiple countries. Look at this. We have Liz from South Africa. We have Crystal from London. We have Vic from Australia. We have Canada in the house. Eden. We have Monica Bradley from Arizona. We have Tina Garcia from Kansas. Multiple. We have London in the house.
Brother from Pakistan is on.
Yes, I think he's on just tuned in right now. Oh, yeah.
I saw my brother from Uganda is on there right now.
So we are so excited for everybody. And also, Pastor, people that are tuning in right now have been partnering. We have anonymous donors that gave just right now. So thank you, everybody that is watching and donating and partnering with us. Mm-hmm. And this is what it's all about. It's about getting in the fight. I love what Donna Howell said, that you have to have thick skin to be in the ministry. But that's in the supernatural. So I'm so excited for what God has today. And don't forget to comment. Don't forget to share. This is how we could be media missionaries all over the world, and we could share what God is doing in real time.
Well, okay, so tell us what all you need to tell us, and then we'll get to
it. We want to just give you guys a couple announcements of things that are coming up within our house, within this ministry, and we want to do it pretty quick because we want to bring David Harris Jr. in here so you guys can just go. So this weekend, BlurryCon is coming up. Pastor Troy is going to be at BlurryCon. It's going to be awesome. You're actually going to be doing some VIP thing as well, so for all those who are going to be there, who signed up for the VIP, you're going to get to meet Pastor Troy, and that's pretty cool.
You snooze, you lose, man. We've been telling you guys to get you tickets, man. It's completely sold out.
It is, but you can still purchase tickets and tune in online.
Yes.
So I encourage you to do that.
We will have this on ODX.TV for all of our partners, so we will. It won't be on immediately, but it'll be on very soon.
We will get that uploaded as soon as we can. We also have Patricia King, who's going to be in the house here at Open Door Church on Sunday.
Patricia.
So do not miss Patricia King. She is so prophetic. She's so incredible. We love her. She's been a friend of this ministry and a friend and mentor to Pastor Troy. And she's just family to us. So we are really excited about that. And then we have ODX weekend that is around the corner. This is a very special ODX weekend because we are premiering our brand new show, The Counter. And everyone who comes to ODX weekend they are going to be the first ones to view episode one of The Counselor, which is pretty cool. We have this incredible crew. Every single guy in this picture is going to be joining us. Brian Schwartz, Joseph Z, Pastor Troy, Alan DiDio, Tony Markle, Darren Stott. We're going to be watching the show.
And Todd Coconato's going to be
Todd Coconato, yes. We had a red carpet premiere.
Him coming here. He's going to be in.
It's going to be so good.
Yeah, we're doing an outreach in the morning. We're feeding over 4,000 people like we do every weekend.
Yes.
And we're feeding 4,000 people as we have for 35 years. You're going to get to see that. Guys, we're going to give you a tour of the entire place, and it's going to be cool. And then we're going to spend a whole day together, and a big part of that is going to be watching the premiere of The Counter. And the first one is on portals.
Wow. Yeah.
And it's a woo. Listen, we ain't scared. We ain't scared at all. So that's going to be great. And also, too, I'm going to feed you guys lunch. And it's all free. All you have to do is be a member at odx.tv and come out and spend the day with us.
Yeah. You want to show a quick promo for that?
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right. Let's roll it.
What if everything that you've been told by the world is a lie? And what if the chaos around you is actually a part of a much bigger plan? Well, pull up a seat to The Counter, where we're not just talking headlines, we're actually unlocking prophetic problems, prophetic patterns, exposing hell's agenda, and declaring the truth of King Jesus himself. This is where warriors wake up and darkness backs down. This is The Counter, and it's coming this fall.
So we're really excited about releasing this on our YouTube channel, which is going, what is the release date for that?
For YouTube, it's November 18th.
November the 18th.
So you gotta wait a few days if you're not part of our ODX weekend.
That's exactly right. And then if you want to watch all of it in its entirety, the full hour version of it, you have to be a member of ODX.TV, and then you have to help me rescue little girls and little boys like these little hobbits we just rescued last week. So there's a picture of what they look like now, and I want to tell you they're happy. They're in school. We got them. We are mamas and daddies to them now, and they have been vulnerable, and they have been, there's terrible things that have happened to them. This is how we found them a few weeks ago. Yeah, that's how we found them.
Wow.
We came across them, and it was one of our rescued kids that is now an adult that found them and then sent me this picture and said, I'm taking them back to my house today. This is, again, what they look like today. This is what they look like today.
Look at the difference in their faces.
Man, guys, we get a front row seat for this. We've rescued over 11,000 children out of sexual trafficking, and we're rescuing kids every single week now. And listen, get in the fight. Go to troybrewer.com. Be a drop-dead, sold-out Jesus freak. Be an abolitionist. Be all about setting people's chains for free. Setting them for free. Man, you got to do that. Go to troybrewer.com or you can call the number on the screen, 877-413-0888.
All right. Yes. Let's go.
You ready to rock and roll, man?
Yes, I am. I'm excited.
Good.
Okay, I'm going to start off by telling you guys, David Harris Jr. is like a big hero to me. Now, I love anybody that is brave. I love anybody that is a man's man. I love anybody that's a super dad, super husband. And I followed this guy for a long time. I remember him getting on the airplanes with the Donald Trump hats on and everybody mad at him because he's African-American and you're not allowed to do that. And he's sitting up front telling he's a nut. And then I would follow him. Well, I went to, I don't remember how many years ago this was, but this is a long time back. I was at a convention, and to be very honest, I don't even remember what conference it was, but sitting next to me was David Harris Jr. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, what the? I'm like, I know who this dude is. And I was scared to talk to him.
You were starstruck.
I was. Aww. And so I was like, well, I want to, but
yeah.
You know, and I mean, he seemed friendly enough, but I was like, I don't want to bother him. We're worshiping the Lord. You know, it's that weird, awkward thing,
right?
Might
not be the right time and place,
So what I thought I would do is I would do like these weird selfies where I got pictures. Hey, look, it's me. It's David Harris Jr. And I did that with several pictures. And then I did a video. So I showed the other side of the room first. And then I showed David was standing next to me. And he caught me. So let me show you what that video looks like, okay? Here's the video. We're there. Man, we're worshiping the Lord. There's Jamie Galloway. There we are. And look, he said, and he caught me. He turned. And look, I'm like, oh no, I just got busted. Okay, now I want to show you this. He was so cool. He actually did a picture with me, and I want to show you this picture.
Oh, do you not have a picture?
Come on, that's the whole punchline. Is you got to show the picture.
Hold on. Did you send it to me?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
That's our fail.
That was totally your fail. That is.
I'm going to have to pray for you this afternoon.
Oh my gosh. Okay, hold on.
I sent you the picture.
I got the picture. It's coming. It's coming in 10 seconds.
Well, it's okay.
No. We got to show the picture now.
It's okay. I got to go to my guest, okay? So I'll tell you what, David, would you get side by side with me so we can actually do a selfie together?
There he is.
Hey, now let's do it.
There he is. Man, you were super nice to me, and you were so cool. And then, anyway, I don't even know if you even know that story, if you knew anything about that.
You know, that's been a minute ago. I don't remember what conference that was. That's been a while.
I think it was Chuck Pierce's.
Was it Chuck Pierce?
Was it? We were at Chuck Pierce's church and didn't.
Yeah. I think so.
I remember that. So. I think I spoke that weekend.
Yeah, I did too. So we both spoke that weekend, and I was talking about the new year was Rosh Hashanah, and it was also the day that not Darth Vader. What did I call her?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg died. She died on that day while we were there talking about the new year to come. And then there was this great prophetic declaration of, you know what, abortion is about to be ended in the United States. And boom. Yeah. So there we are. Anyway, it's so great to have you, brother.
Thank you. Honored to be here, Troy. Appreciate you. Have appreciated what you put out on social media, your boldness, your directness, and love the fact that you rescue children. I actually... that's near and dear to my wife and I's heart as well. We saw a movie called Nefarious back in 2011.
Love it.
2011, and it wrecked us. And when we found out that back then, which it's only gotten worse, there's more money spent in sex trafficking than the NBA, the NFL, and the MLB combined, it just wrecked us. So we've given to nonprofits that fight sex trafficking for over a decade. And with our new company we've just launched, a supplement company, we give 3% of the gross product sales every month.
Way to go.
Two nonprofits, two nonprofits fight sex trafficking. So it's, I love that you do that, brother. Absolutely.
Well, there's only 1% of all children, 1% of all children that are being trafficked right now that will ever be rescued. And that's a real number. And it comes from, anyway, that is a very real number. And what's real is, man, we got to have more people in the fight. So I appreciate you being in the fight, brother. Thank you. Thank you for being a part of that.
Absolutely. We all got a part to play.
We all got a part to play. We sure do. Hey, listen, I got a good friend of mine by the name of Fanchon Stinger. And she told me to tell you hello. She was actually on our show yesterday. And she's a sister to me. And we do rodeo together. You know, she's a rodeo girl.
Yeah, I know. I remember when I met her. Something she shared else. That.
And then she's got that incredible ministry called Grits and Grace. And she just kills it. Anyway, she told me to say hello to you.
Yes, love Fanchon. She's amazing.
She is amazing.
I say hello.
You know, she was a Fox News girl that would not comply with all the baloney that they were telling her to comply with. And you know something about that, don't you?
Well, I wasn't in network TV then. My mission was, you know, podcasts like yours. I'd hop on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Back then it was Twitter. And I would just rail against what the mainstream media was lying to us about. Because they just... You don't know, right? You think you can appreciate and respect and believe the mainstream media until you do a little bit of deep dive in yourself. And then when you start researching yourself and finding out that they're telling you bits and pieces, or they're taking those bits and pieces and they're contorting it into something else entirely. Well, I don't know about you, Troy, but there's a righteous indignation that kind of fires up in my bones when I know somebody's lying to me and lying to the masses of people. And so that's just, you know, that's what propelled me in this fight to just try to wake up people to the truth is the way the mainstream media just lies. So I love that Fanchon said, no, I'm not going to do it. Like Carrie Lake, I'm not going to do it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. You know what, man? We all know you as that guy. And I mean, we all champion you. We all love you. And, you know, it makes us happy whenever we see you anywhere. We're like, okay, because we know that you're going to tell the truth and we know that you're going to bring the heart of the Father in telling the truth. But I got to ask you, because here's what we don't know, Brother David. We don't know how you got saved. How did you get saved? And what's your testimony like? Tell me. Listen, would you please share that with us?
Your podcast isn't long enough for the full story. I'll give you the overview.
Okay.
So I was raised in a very Pentecostal family. My great-grandmother on my mom's side, my mom was white. My dad was black. My mom always said I got the best of both worlds. My great-grandma Oma would bounce me on her lap when I was from a year to 2 years old and just pray in the spirit over me, pray in tongues over me. At 7 years old, my baby book says that my mom said I was filled with the Holy Spirit at seven. And at seven, I had a memory verse, a Bible verse memorized for every alphabet of the Bible, every alphabet letter. Fast forward to 9 years old, my parents get divorced, stopped going to church. 13, 14, 15, started getting into drugs and drinking. Had a pager on. It'd go off 150 to 100 times a day, mostly selling weed, but crank, mushrooms, whatever else could make me some money. And I lived in a little town called Redding, California. It's kind of on the map now, but back then, 30 years ago, it wasn't known as well. Was with my high school sweetheart, had an amazing road to Damascus experience at 18 years old at my grandpa's church. My grandpa was a Church of God in Christ minister for 53 years, and my dad wound up taking over for him. I went to my grandpa's church. My girlfriend was there with me, and God showed up and just radically revealed himself to me and just set me free and changed the course of my life forever and revealed to me that my girlfriend was to be my bride. So we got married 6 months later in April of 94. So we just been married now 31 years to my high school sweetheart. We got two beautiful daughters and two amazing grandbabies. But we were still kids when we got married. We were young, and I still had some rocky stuff to deal with. And, you know, I'd walk away as a prodigal. I've been the prodigal several times throughout my walk with the Lord. But God is so good that he always woos you back. And so back in about 2011 was the last massive prodigal experience that I had where he just wooed me back to him. And I set my course. I'm like, I'm tired of trying to do it my own way, and I'm tired of fighting you. And my way obviously doesn't work. So I need to yield and stay yielded and stay surrendered and just follow. And so that's what I've been doing. And God has been faithful to keep my wife and I together. We had a couple close calls, but more in love now than ever. And our two daughters, great relationship with them and with our grandbabies. So it's been a beautiful journey of faith that what God has done in our life.
That's awesome, man. Thank you. Thank you. And I know that there's a lot more to it, but man, that's beautiful. You know, whenever we see you, man, we don't see you as really a political guy. We see you as a truth teller. And being into the whole vein of politics, how in the world did that happen? Was it just because you're like, excuse me, somebody's got to speak into this, or was it more strategic than that?
So it was actually right after the third debate between Trump and Hillary back in 2016. I was actually at Rick Joyner's church. He had me there to speak at a business conference. And right after the debate happened, I just hopped on Facebook. I had maybe 1,000 or 1,500 friends. I'd made videos before about this, that, or the other, spiritual or whatever, and they maybe get 1,000 or 2,000 views. But after that video, after that that debate, and that's the one where he had all those amazing one-liners. You know, Hillary said, it's sure good thing that somebody with your temperament isn't the president. He's like, yeah, because you'd be in jail. It was also that debate where she was blatant about unborn babies not deserving to have any rights at any point in the womb up till the 9th month of birth. And President Trump's stance had been very bold and direct. He had even gone so far, I don't think it was in that debate, but he'd gone so far as to say a woman that has an abortion past a certain point maybe should be held criminally liable. Like, who is saying that? Nobody was saying that running for president.
Yeah.
And I've always been pro-life. We also have a personal story of why we are with my wife and her mom. Her mom literally left the abortion clinic at the last minute.
Wow.
With a what-if moment, and decided to have her daughter, Jennifer. And we didn't find that out until her mom was losing. She ultimately lost her battle with cancer back in 2001. So we found that out late, but we were pro-life anyway. But my life wouldn't be the same if it wasn't for my wife. And we wouldn't have our daughters or grandbabies. So we've always been unapologetically pro-life. And the crazy thing is most of the black community used to be. It was the demonic realm, the demonic force that started to work its way into the black community through pastors, a lot of times through preachers, that would promote this as, you know, some kind of health care, or it's better for the woman. It's just all lies. So that's why I've never been able to vote for Democrat in my life. I never have. So after that debate, I just hopped on Facebook and I just went off, Troy, for like 14 minutes. It was long. I started off as a Christian, as a husband, as a father, as a business owner, and as a member of the black community. And it's in that order for me. It's Jesus first. I said, this is what I feel is at stake. And it was a very pro-life message. The next president's going to appoint two, possibly three Supreme Court justices. We know President Trump did. And whoever is going to be the next POTUS is going to either push completely off the edge when it comes to abortion, or they're going to bring us back to some sanity and actually protect life. And the video went viral. I mean, it hit 50,000 views that night. It was 100,000, 200, 300, 400,000 views. And my inbox was flooded with messages from men, women, black, Asian, Hispanic, Native American, you name it. And the theme from these messages I was receiving was, I'm a Democrat and my whole family are Democrats, but because of your message, I have to vote for Trump because it's a vote for life. So that happened in the end of 2016. I felt like God said, you know, David, if you can wake up one person on the issue of abortion, will it be worth it to just keep putting yourself out there? Because I got a lot of hate mail too, which I don't care about. But I just kept, so I kept making videos, Troy, and it just kept growing until I had I'd do my show on Facebook, Twitter, and X, and I'd, you know, go for 30, 45 minutes, sometimes an hour. And Newsmax saw that. And then they flew me into New York and said, we want to see how you do on a set. And then the rest is history, still being written. I'm in my second year with Newsmax, shameless plug, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, Monday through Friday on the Newsmax app. And then on the weekends on Newsmax cable TV, Saturday night at 8 and Sunday night at 10.
Okay, so I got to ask you about that. Okay, so for one thing, I want to ask you, because I know that, all right, at the end of the day, if you think, man, I've had a really good, man, that was a good show. That was what I wanted to accomplish. That was really good. What does that look like? What is that to you?
Well, telling the truth, shredding the narrative that the other legacy media companies, you know, push out. I love to expose their lies, but I'm sure you know my friend, our friend Lance Wallnow.
I do.
He talks about being a ninja sheep. I've known Lance for 15 years.
Yeah, I have
too. He's a good friend of mine. I'm a ninja sheep, right? Okay. So I'm in this world of media in the Seven Mountains, yep. Right? I'm in this world of media, but I told Newsmax going in, I said, you know, I've got to be able to talk about Jesus because I wouldn't be alive today, literally, if it wasn't for him, and it's going to come out. And so I can't feel like I can't talk about Jesus and then have a show and be worried about it. They're like, you know what? We love you just the way that you are. We appreciate that you talk about your faith, so go ahead. So what started out when I first started my show with the last 2 minutes of me either just sharing a testimony or telling a Bible verse, now the last block of my show, I dedicate to, it's called The Silver Lining, and I bring individuals like you on, yep. Right, to come on and share.
And you
I've
have.
Had Pastor Paula White, had Pastor Jensen Franklin, I've had Pastor Jackson Lomire, I've had a lot of pastors on, or individuals that are prominent, but they're people of faith. Lindsay Snyder is the founder. It's the head of In-N-Out. She's the only heir to In-N-Out. Awesome. She loves Jesus. I had her on and we got to talk about that. So I'll bring people on. And then, oh, Robbie Dawkins. Robbie came on.
Yeah. Wow.
And he's talking about how he was in Pakistan 2 weeks after Charlie's assassination and how in the underground church, it's like pulling teeth to get them young men to go out and preach. After Charlie's murder, the young men couldn't wait to go out and tell people about Jesus. So for me, ultimately, When I feel like it's a good show, it's how did the silver lining go? Because that's my chance to ooze heaven on people, plant seeds, water a seed. Sometimes I'll pray. Sometimes I'll have pastors pray. And you know, when I feel like heaven's invaded through living rooms all over the country, when people just thought they were going to sit down and watch news, that's a good show.
Okay, so you actually film live. I mean, it's a live show.
Yeah, it's live Monday through Friday.
Okay,
yeah.
That's kind of dangerous, man. It's kind of dangerous. So what? How do you recover from a disaster? And what does a disaster look like to you? What it's out there, whatever it's live.
Honestly, I can't say I've had an ultimate disaster yet. I don't know. The disaster would be if my feed cut out because it storms here in Oklahoma.
That. Yeah,
yeah. If it's storming, and my feed cuts out, I can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
So there's not really a disaster. If I lose the teleprompter and I have to improv questions, which I do a lot anyway, I can do all that stuff. It's not a big deal. But if I can't do the show, then that's a disaster.
For a disaster for us, I mean, I don't know. I think everybody's worried about me causing a disaster more than anything.
Well, you were feisty yesterday, but we didn't have a disaster.
I was feisty yesterday. No, I wasn't. But we've had runaway people that once they start, they wouldn't stop. And I mean, I could not get them to stop. I could not. How do you deal with that? If they're like going on and on and on and on and on. Of course, most of the people you have are like pros and they know the quid pro quo. They understand it. But how do you deal with stuff like that?
You know what, Troy? I appreciate what you're saying, brother, but I've got to move on. Thank you so much. And then my team is killing their mic.
That's so good.
So, yeah. That's it, right?
Your mic got muted. Sorry. You know,
take control. I appreciate what you're saying, but my team, we got to go. And my team,
we got to go. I got to move on. Thank you so much for your time. And they're cutting the guest off and cutting their mic off, and we're on.
You ever had anybody on that you totally disagreed with their theological thing or something they said about Jesus that you're like, whoa, wait, I got to fix that? You ever had anything like that?
I won't say the pastor that I had on, Yeah. But what I remember, it was something to the extent of, you know, well, it was God's will, right? That's just how it happened. Mm-hmm. It was just God's will. And I am not a believer that everything that happens is God's will.
Of course.
Jesus actually said, right, pray for God's will to be done. What does that mean?
It means
his will is not always done.
That's right.
So everything that happens isn't just ordained by God. We put so much on him that's not him. It's somebody that messed up. It's a person that messed up. It's somebody getting in the way. You know, God's will is heaven on earth, perfection. That's God's will. God's will is for all of us to be restored and live healthy and whole and everything else. So I just kind of gently said, you know, well, I appreciate you sharing that, brother, but I actually don't think that every single thing is ordained by God and God's will. Jesus actually said, pray that God's will be done, you know, but I believe that God can use all things. Romans 8, 28, all things can work together for the good of those that love him. So that was just a minor little tweak. I did have one guest on, though. This would actually be the biggest weird moment. It was a woman that was coming on to talk about why gender confusion is of the enemy, and had scripture to back up what she had to say. And I had not vetted this person. My team thought this would be a great person for the silver lining, which is all about faith and Jesus. And I'm looking at the teleprompter, I'm not looking at the monitor.
We're already scared.
Monitor is where I can look and see the person.
Yeah.
But I can't see the person right now. I'm looking right at the camera, right? So I'm looking at the camera and this woman starts talking and her voice is as deep as yours.
Oh no.
And I'm going, I'm like, wait, yeah, I'm waiting literally for the punchline. Are they punking me? What is going on? So I began to ask questions to this woman. Apparently it's a female. Again, I still have questions to this day, and you can put anything you want on Wikipedia, but everything she said seemed to line up. But I was like, let me ask if it's okay for an adult to transition, because her message was on kids transitioning. And even then she still was like, well, I don't even think it's right. It's against God's order and everything. So again, that was a what the heck moment, because even my team was like, they're watching me going, what is going on? And they could hear it and they could see it.
Like, what?
And even the physical features, manly.
Yeah.
Voice, manly.
Yeah, yeah, just.
But it's a. But I'm.
Imagine everybody at home watching it. Everybody's like, what in the wide, wide world is sports?
Oh, man. So I just told my team, never, ever bring anybody, especially on the silver lining, that I have approved first and foremost. And normally they're always all approved by me, period, the silver lining guest. And if it was a woman, again, I'm sorry. And she knows, apparently it came out. It's like, yes, I deal with that.
Well,
it's just what it is.
Okay. Well,
I don't
look,
know.
If that's
what it is, then it's what it is.
Yeah, no, that's definitely on her if that is a woman. It's like, hey, look, if you appear to be a man and talk like a man, and if your name ain't Lola, you need to go ahead and you need to say, look, a lot of people mistake me for a man, and that's why I got in this. That's why I got in this fight to begin with. Yeah. I'm not a dude. I'm
Explain
a woman.
It.
You got to be able to, you know, come on, man. That's a thing.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's funny. So let's talk about spiritual warfare with your show, man. Mm. So we're going to get into lawfare, we're going to get into government, and we're going to get into all that. But I want to just talk to you about spiritual warfare, man, because I know that number one, just in media in general, there's a lot of warfare, you know, that involves. But man, you start telling the truth in media and you're invading space. What have you encountered? What is that like?
You know, I've got several intercessors. I've got a lot of intercessors, probably more than I actually know of. But I do have personally several intercessors that pray for me, that pray for the show. The things that I would say would be spiritual warfare that I've noticed would be things like, you know, feeds not working out when they're supposed to, feeds getting cut, especially during the silver lining. Sometimes it's, you know, they can't get the guest on when they're supposed to. They're on and it looks like they're there, but it's not coming through. And I'll just pray. I'll be like, in Jesus' name, right now, we just release, right? Whatever needs to be fixed, Lord, we just declare it fixed. And any enemy that's coming against it, we just cancel the assignment of it in Jesus' name, get out of the way. And sometimes it just fixes right up. Sometimes it takes a few minutes or a few seconds or 30 seconds, but normally it will work itself out by the time I need that guest on, or they're on not too long after, you know, I'll have to ad lib or something until they're ready. But that's normally where it shows up at, you know. Anything else in outer space or people talking trash, I just don't care. You know, it's out there. It's a distraction, but I'm not going to let it distract me from what I'm doing. My goal is to just speak the truth and bring people on like you that will ruffle some feathers, that will share some spicy hope, right? Reason for hope. People need hope. And I think they need hope, especially in the supernatural power of God, because there's so many believers, unfortunately, today that just think God stopped doing miracles in the book of Acts.
I know.
It's like the book of Acts is still being written.
Sure is.
It's the book of his disciples, those that walk in the same power and presence, filled with the Holy Spirit as the disciples did. And he still does those things today. And so it's just trying to wake people up to those truths and bring people on that will share those truths. I actually had an event with Steve Weatherford, Sean Foyt, and myself. It was our first men's event just a couple weeks ago. And I gave a couple words of knowledge, several actually words of knowledge for healing on stage. And one was right ear, and somebody had a ringing in the right ear. They'd had it for days. It hadn't gone away, and it got 50% better and then 80% better after prayer. And I always have people get around that believe in the power of prayer and just pray for them. And then one was a right foot. I said, somebody's here, got a problem with your right foot. God's going to heal it. I just declare that. If that's you, you know, people get around him. If you believe that God can heal and still heals, just pray. And this young kid came up, 17 years old. He came to the event with crutches and a boot on his right foot.
Come on.
He had injured it at a football game.
Come on,
bro. Tore ligaments, a small fracture, not bad enough that needed surgery. But he was out of commission for 2 months and then physical therapy after that. God totally healed him. He was walking around on stage without the boot, without the crutches. And then Steve let me know a few days later, actually it was a week after that, he's all Axel that got healed at our conference, at our event. He just ran a half marathon.
Wow.
So I had Axel and his dad on my show for the silver lining
to share.
We had the picture of him getting an MRI. Man. His dad is sharing that he went to the orthopedic after he got healed. And the orthopedic guy is yanking on his foot and twisting all around. It's like, is there any pain? And he's like, no. And he's like, well, and Axel said, can I go run this half marathon? And the orthopedic is like, we should at least take your crutches. He ran that half marathon, no crutches, no pain, no problems. Wow. I had him on my show and his dad to share that testimonial that God still does words of knowledge for healing. He'll do words of knowledge and he still heals. So that was a great show.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much, man. Again, I want to just say all of us in the body of Jesus, man, we're hoping that guys like you that have the platform that you have will not just sell out, you know, that you'll actually bring Jesus. And man, dude, you do it and you make it look so easy. And I'm so grateful. So whenever we come back from the break, will you do some questions and answers? Because we literally have people from all over the world that's wanting to ask questions. I want to talk to you about Charlie Kirk. I want to talk to you about this great move of God that's taken place. I want to talk to you about where you were at when you got the news and how that went down with you, and then what you feel like our responsibility is beyond that. And so will you be willing to talk with me about that whenever we come back?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. All right, friends. Okay, guys, I am talking to David Harry. Okay, so can y'all believe we're talking to this cat?
I know. Wow. I have so many things I want to ask him. I'm just sitting back here just because I'm so inspired by how he uses his voice in this day and age. And it's like there are so many things that try to silence us, that want to silence, so many reasons to be silent. And it's just so inspiring when people are not.
Amen. Well, for the next 20 minutes, we're going to go behind the veil, which is exclusive for everybody at ODX.TV and for all of our partners that actually help us rescue kids and raise those kids. Mm-hmm. And just want to tell you guys, look, man, we're doing the kingdom stuff. We rescued a ton of kids last week. I don't know that we've rescued a kid this week yet. I haven't heard. Have you heard a rescue story this week?
Sure.
Yeah, we kind of had a slow 2 days.
I know, but literally from the past 2 weeks, we have a long list of rescues and updates.
But no, it's okay. That's good news. I hope that the day comes that we never have to rescue another Amen. Kid. And so, but I've got a lot of updates. We will be giving you those updates and testimonies of what King Jesus is doing among our kids. Mm-hmm. But this is exclusive for all of our partners at ODX.TV. If you have not yet signed up there to partner with Troy Brewer Ministries and with Answer International, man, this is your chance to go there right now. And if you're like, man, I don't know about this sorcery of all these computers and such, never had much use for books either, that's okay. You can call us at 877-413-0888. People are standing by right now, right here in this house, to pray with you, to stand with you, and to help you partner with us if that's what you want to do. If all you want to do is pray, that's fine. They're actually a prayer team, and they are the real deal. These are my ladies, And they love them some Papa Troy, I promise you. And they are here actually within the same building. So I encourage you guys to make that phone call. What else do I need to tell everybody before we go behind the veil?
We just want to remind them to tune in tonight. Uh-oh, what happened to my hair?
It's bad. It's bad. I told you that. You got rat's nest.
I'm like, what's going on?
It's okay. A dadgum rat's nest. So,
I need help today, y'all. Listen, tonight we've got a great service. You're going to be preaching on To Hell with Halloween. And I love your perspective on this. So don't miss tonight's service at Open Door Church. If you can't join us in person, then join us online at 7 p.m. right here. Same place. Also dropping November 18th for our YouTube community, our very first episode of The Counter. It's going to be incredible. So don't miss it. If you are a part of our ODX family, don't miss our ODX weekend. That's just around the corner.
Yeah, I think we only have about 60 seats left for the ODX weekend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to sell out. And yes, so when I say sell out, it doesn't cost you anything because you're already a partner with us. And that includes the lunch, that includes the premiere, that includes the food outreach, and spending a whole day with us. It's not going to cost you anything. We just want to be among our family and our friends throughout the world. This is your chance to come in. If you can get here, man, you could be a part. So go to odx.tv and sign up for that, or you can also call the number.
Yes, you can call the number. And I just want to let you guys know, before we go behind the veil, especially if you're on ODX, put your questions for David Harris Jr. in the chat right now, because we're going to hopefully get to a bunch of those behind the veil. So you got to be behind the veil with us if you want to get your questions answered.
So we're going to go out, friends, with a video short of this new show that we've been working on all year long. We filmed it back in January. We've been editing it since January, and it is called The Counter. And it's going to be released on what day?
November 18th.
November 18th. On our YouTube channel. Guys, watch this. This is going to be one of the greatest shows ever, and I'm so excited about it. So, friends, be looking for Joseph Z.
We're Christians.
We're believers in Jesus.
Right.
Darren Stott.
This can be redeemed. Your marriage can be restored.
Alan DeDia.
God speaks through authority. He always has, and he always will.
Tony Markle.
And so it should be a call to the men of the household to be strong in their position and don't abandon the post.
Brian Schwartz.
That means we have his memory, we have his insight, we have his perspective.
And yours truly, for a brand new show that's called The Counter. You'll be able to find it exclusively at stage 2 and stage 3 of ODX.TV.